In New York, lawmakers are considering whether to extend Kendra's law. That law requires mentally ill people to receive outpatient treatment. New York State considers Kendra's law a success, but some patient advocates argue that court-ordered treatment is the equivalent of a jail sentence. Matt Hackworth reports.
Sitting at her wooden kitchen table in her Rochester home, Anne opens a light blue notebook filled with painful reminders of her son's bout with schizoaffective disorder, a mixture of depression and mania.
This is kind of like a chronological of the hospitalizations and all.
Anne, who asked her last name not be used, says her son showed signs of illness after graduating high school. He talked frantically and grew more and more removed from the family. Anne says her son was delusional, paranoid, and when she feared violence, she called the police.
My daughter and I just went into hiding because we were scared to death that he was going to find out that we called the police and that he was going to come after us. That's how significant that bizarre behavior got. We didn't even know who he was anymore.
Sometimes police took Anne's son to the hospital. He was hospitalized a dozen times in 10 years, ending up back on the streets with no supervision or follow-up care. Finally, Anne forced her son to stay in treatment using Kendra's Law. Named for a victim pushed in front of a subway train by a mentally ill man, Kendra's Law provides Anne's son with home visits from mental health workers. They make sure he's taking medication and living as best he can. Mary Zdanowicz of the Treatment Advocacy Center says Kendra's Law and others like it are filling a void.
This is not just a way to commit a patient to treatment. It also commits the treatment system to the patient. When we closed the state psychiatric hospital doors and sent so many people into the community, they were really abandoned.
Even with Kendra's Law, there are patients in New York State who aren't getting treatment. Some cash-strapped counties set aside little funding for Kendra's Law. It's used more in New York City than upstate, and other urban areas still rely on mental health systems and programs that predate Kendra's Law. Many families coping with a mentally ill relative don't know Kendra's Law can help them. And Zdanowicz says patients who may benefit from the outpatient treatment she supports are usually skeptical of treatment anyway.
Most of the people in these programs are people with schizophrenia and some with bipolar disorder. And the thing that's common to those two illnesses is that there is a certain portion of those people who just don't realize that they're ill. And so because they don't think they're ill, they don't want to be treated.
In about a third of Kendra's Law cases, patients who refuse treatment at home are forced by the court into a hospital for observation. Advocates say without treatment, those who refuse help are at greater risk for violent altercations and homelessness. But some challengers to Kendra's Law see refusing treatment as a patient's individual right. George Ebert works for the Mental Patients Liberation Alliance, one of about 100 grassroots groups fighting outpatient treatment laws across the country. Ebert says even with a mandatory court hearing where patients and their attorneys can fight placement in such programs, outpatient treatment laws still violate civil rights.
We're considering people that haven't broken a law, haven't been charged with a crime, yet are being made to do something that someone else doesn't have to do. That's civil liberties.
Kendra's Law has already survived a court challenge that argued it violates civil rights. The New York law is up for renewal in the spring, and Ebert says his group will protest keeping it in place. A state study found largely positive results for Kendra's Law, which is one reason lawmakers are expected to extend it. Family members like Anne, whose son receives treatment under Kendra's Law, say they're hoping it's extended. Anne says her son has been out of the hospital for more than a year, and visits from mental health workers are the only way he'll take his medication. For NPR News, I'm Matt Hackworth.